Eva Codra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. The Eva Codra, Thought Fáilte, Roid go the Air Claw Sounds Irish, Lemisha Joe Ballard, on Claw Specialta. What I've just said, friends, is God be with you, friends, and welcome to this programme, Sounds Irish, with me, Joe Ballard. It's a special programme. Special in the way that it's our St. Patrick's programme. Now, we here in Ireland, well, we don't do things by halves, do we? We don't just have St. Patrick's Day. Oh, no, that's too short. We have St. Patrick's Festival. Goes on for about a week. But first of all, just let me make one or two things clear. We call it St. Patrick's Day. Most people outside of Ireland call it Paddy's Day. But it is a saint's day. It's a saint's feast. St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. So we here in Ireland, most of us anyway, maybe some of the younger people might call it Paddy's Day, but most of us call it St. Patrick's Day. But as I say, it's St. Patrick's Day, plural, because we start our celebrations early in the week and it'll go all through the weekend and probably finish late on Sunday or even Monday of next week. And I don't know what station you're listening to me on in what part of the world, and it fills me with great joy to know that my little programme is being listened to in many different countries around the world, and particularly if you're Irish at this time of the year. And of course, you all know we're all Irish at this time of the year. Just to let you know also, I'm letting you know a lot this week, aren't I, that the email address, if you'd like to drop me an email, it is a pre-recorded programme, but you can drop me an email, and don't worry about my name, you don't have to put that in the email address. It's everton274@sky.com, everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a comment to make, an observation, or even a request or a question to ask. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to contact me. And as I said, this is a special programme, in as much as you will hear on this programme a lot of material that is associated with Ireland and tracks that we play regularly, because the week that's in it, we're all being Irish all over the world. So you will hear lots of tracks that are familiar to you. And I hope, if you're Irish, that it'll bring you nearer to home at this time of the year. Enough Irish prattle, Joe. Let's get on with the programme, and we're starting with a song that you all know so well by my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen. We might get another one of theirs before the end of the programme. But do you feel like singing? Do sing an Irish song like this one.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain, the sun was declining beneath the blue sea, and I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Buster and Alan singing the praises of the Rose of Tralee, and I could guarantee we won't be the first rose that we'll hear in this week's programme. Now, Tralee is in County Kerry, which is in the south of Ireland, a beautiful county with rugged mountains and wonderful seashores and forests. There, Foster and Alan singing the praises of the lovely girl that came from Tralee, the Rose of Tralee. Now, we're leaving the south of Ireland. We're coming right up onto the east coast, and we're going past Dublin and over Louth and over the border into Northern Ireland. And Brendan O'Dowda singing the praises of the Mountains of Mourn.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people all working by day and by night. Sure, they don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told, so I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but ah, never mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream, as old Lachlan remarked with regard to them same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, sure the colour would all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for my wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course? Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me, to be back where dark Mourn sweeps down to the sea.
Brendan O'Dowda singing the Percy French song, The Mountains of Mourne, about the man who was writing home to his girlfriend over there in County Down, actually. That is the first county you encounter when you cross the border from the Republic of Ireland going into Northern Ireland. It is a wonderful county. And there we heard a wonderful version of that song, The Mountains of Mourne. There's some lovely lines in that, aren't there? Now, we have a saying here in Ireland, and I've already used it on the programme this week. If you feel like singing, sing an Irish song, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to do just that. And we haven't had a lady on the programme put that to rights right away, because we're going to have our regular female, Anne Breen. And she's singing a little medley of Irish songs that you might know and you might like to join in and sing. And why not?
If you're Irish, come into the parlor. There's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy or Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the mountains of Mourne, Picking Biggie and a Rafferty and a Murphy and Muldoon. The same McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Ah, there's lots of stuff sticking up the length of half the town. Gallons of the hot sheen if you want to wash it down. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a hooly on in Hannigan's house
I hope you were singing along with that, and some of you may even have been attempting an Irish jig. Oh, yes. Anne Breen and a little medley of songs. Now I'm going to play for you my Johnny McAvoy track. And as I said, along with Foster and Alan earlier on, we might have yet another Johnny McAvoy track later on if we get time. But this, friends, and I think you will agree with me, is the most popular song that's come out of Ireland for many, many years. Of course, you know I'm talking about The Fields of Athenry. Yes, I am aware that Paddy Riley had the big hit with it, but I want to play you Johnny McAvoy's version of the song, in which he tells the story of the young man who wakes up in the night, and because his wife and family are hungry, he decides to go and steal some corn from the field, and well, he gets caught and he gets shipped off to Australia, and it's oh so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Here's Johnny McAvoy's version.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, I watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, now she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. Now it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Athenry is a lovely little town in County Galway on the west of Ireland, and that particular part of Ireland was really badly hit by the famine of 1846. A wonderful song sung by Johnny McAvoy, written by Pete St. John. As I said, Athenry is in County Galway, and we're staying in County Galway. We're having our first Daniel O'Donnell track. It's more than likely we'll have a second one later on. But here Daniel is singing the Connemara cradle song. Imagine a mother in Connemara, which is a beautiful district of County Galway with lots of mountains, rivers and streams and woods and beautiful areas. And the Connemara mother is singing her baby to sleep.
Ooh, wings of the wind o'er the dark rolling deep. Angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Winds of the night, may your fury be crossed. May no one that's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, can be the foam. Shine the light brightly to guide them all home. Hear the wind blow, dear. Hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The currents tomorrow will stand on the shore, and Daddy go sailing, sailing no more. Men will be drying the nets, heaven blessed. And safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll rest. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over, hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, dear. Hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow.
Nach wieder schön gehuntoch fad. I've just said, wasn't that altogether beautiful? Daniel O'Donnell and his version of the Connemara Crater Song. A few moments ago, I gave you an opportunity to join in and sing, and you'll be given an opportunity lots of times during the programme. Here, for instance, you can join in the chorus of this track sung for us by the Dublin City Ramblers. Come on, you know this one.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and truth was no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow, streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive,
died of a fever, and no one could save her. So that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and true 'twas no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive,
died of a fever, and no one could save her. So that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive,
cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. It's telling the sad story of Molly Malone, who was one of the fisher girls who used to meet the boats as they came in and collect the cockles and mussels and then wheel them round through the streets of Dublin trying to sell their wares. And of course, she got the fever and died. But I hope you were joining in, because come on, you all know cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. On last week's programme, I think it was, I played Emmett Spiceland's version of The Curragh of Kildare. We're having Emmett Spiceland again now. We're moving right up to Donegal. And as we say, I think on every programme of Sounds Irish, Donegal is the most sung about county in Ireland. Well, I think so anyway. And this is singing the praises of Mary from Donegal. And the harmony on this is beautiful. So here we go, up to Donegal with the Emmett Spiceland.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Gidal. I'm crossing the main ocean, where the foaming billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spent many happy days. Farewell to kind relations, I am bound for America. Oh, then may I marry your my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but tops and snakes my heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. And I wish I was in sweet alone and seated on the ground, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I call for a leader of the best, and I pay before I would go. And I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of sweet alone.
Wasn't there lovely harmony in that from Emmett Spiceland singing the praises of Mary from Donegal? It was your cruel father that would not let me stay here. Ah. And now we're moving around on this St. Patrick's Day tour, because we're going from Donegal down to, well, a little over a bit to County Cavan, a lovely county. And we're going to hear one of my favourite Irish songs. It certainly comes among my top five favourite Irish songs. As you will, regular listeners will know, will be well aware that I play it so often. This is Derek McCormack singing the praises of Bally James Duff. The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left of the Bridge of Benay and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. Listen to the rest of it. Gorgeous Percy French song.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Ballygeam, James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a song. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. But baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come home, Paddy.